In Vanuatu, an abusive power scandal involving politicians writing their own pardons has shaken public confidence. 12 MPs have been arrested after giving themselves pardons following convictions for bribery. The questionable decision has now been overturned by the president, but the fallout is just beginning. The ABC's Pacific Affairs reporter Liam Fox is in the capital, Port Vila.
The pardons were issued by the Speaker of Parliament, Marcelino Pipite. He was one of the MPs who were found guilty of bribery. And at the time, he was the acting head of state while the president was out of the country.
It sounds pretty bold and brazen. The Speaker himself, the head of state at one point, and also a suspected crook. How did they imagine they were going to get away with it?
As everyone here says, crazy things happen in politics in Vanuatu. Politics in Vanuatu has a reputation of being pretty grubby, pretty driven by money, by shady backroom deals. And indeed, that's what the bribery trial uncovered. That culminated on Friday when those MPs were found guilty of bribery. And during the course of the trial, we heard testimony about MPs meeting other MPs in cars, in the airport car park at night, where they were given large wads of cash and signed blank documents that they later found out to be a motion of no confidence in the then government.
Were they found out because they were found in one meeting? Was there a number of meetings? Who sprung them?
Government MPs at the time, this all happened while the current government MPs who have been charged and convicted of bribery while they were in opposition last year. And the court found that large cash payments made by the current Deputy Prime Minister Moana Karkassis to the other defendants were an attempt to get them to take part in a motion of no confidence. And during the course of the bribery trial, the court heard testimony about large wads of cash being handed to MPs in cars, in dark car parks at the airport, about signing blank documents that were later used as part of a motion of no confidence. And as I said, the court found that these were an attempt to instigate a motion of no confidence against the then government.
So there's 13 MPs involved. Who's actually running the country at the moment?
Well, the Prime Minister, Sato Kilman, wasn't one of the defendants in the bribery trial. He has kept very quiet, silent almost, since the convictions were handed down, since the pardons were issued, and now since the arrests have been made, apart from a government notice, as I said, saying that those arrested have now been removed from office. So people are really waiting to hear what he has to say. There's thoughts that he's trying to manoeuvre his way out of this, that he now might be trying to make overtures to the opposition to create a new government of some kind that can continue on now that these MPs have been removed from office.
That's our South Pacific reporter, Liam Fox, in the capital, Port Vila.